Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Peter Drucker said, "The best way to predict the future is to create it." That's what our Playmaker Talk Show guests have done. Hi, I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a true playmaker. He's a former NBA champion who received his ring in his rookie year, while our second playmaker is the president and CEO of a company that makes reading affordable. With us today is the president and CEO of a construction company who also played on six NBA teams, while our other playmaker worked her way up to become CEO of her company. These great playmakers are Michael Williams. Michael is president and CEO of 3i Construction. And Sharon Anderson Wright, she is a president and CEO of Half Price Books. And we're going to begin today's show with Sharon. Since 1972, Sharon Anderson Wright has gone from the first employee of Half Price Books, Records, and Magazines to its president and CEO. She's helped the company expand from a single 1,000-square-foot converted laundromat into the nation's largest family-owned new and used bookstore chain with 120 stores in 16 states. Sharon began working for Half Price Books at the age of 13, sorting and shelving paperbacks. In 1976, she opened and managed a store in Richardson, and in 1986 became manager of the company's flagship store. Within 3 years, she was promoted to district manager of the 5 Dallas stores. Sharon was appointed general manager and executive vice president over corporate operations the following year. She took the reins as Half Price Books president in 1996 after her mother and co-founder Pat Anderson passed away. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, Sharon.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. Well, you've been with the company for a long time. What was it like being the very first employee in a company that started in an old laundromat and a company that was really unique to the bookselling industry back then?
I think it was just a fun, crazy scene. My mother, Pat Anderson, and then Ken Jimmery, her boyfriend at the time, decided to step out of their daily jobs. Ken was a buyer for Zales, and my mother was getting her psychology degree. And they decided that they didn't want to sell things to people that they didn't need at prices they couldn't afford. That was always Ken's quote. And so they found this laundromat and stocked it with a lot of their own books, made some purchases, and we built a store. We got mismixed paint from the paint stores. We got carpet scraps. We built our own shelves, and I made all the signs, and stood there and set up a store.
That was probably kind of the allure to Half Price Books for a while, because it wasn't fancy. It wasn't like the Barnes & Nobles or Borders or Walden's back in the day. People enjoyed going in there and just hunting for a book.
Right. And usually a used bookstore was either really unorganized or antiquarian and hard to, hard for the normal lay person to go in and buy a book. And so we wanted to make reading affordable for everybody. We wanted to make something that was approachable and friendly. Our starting policy was we'd buy everything printed or recorded except yesterday's newspaper, and that was so that people wouldn't get intimidated to come in. You know, you could bring anything in, we would take it, and we would sell it to somebody else who, you know, happened to live in the neighborhood.
What prompted the idea? You were talking about your mother and Ken with selling things that were less expensive. But what prompted books? Because even today, it's unusual to have a half-price bookstore.
Well, we've always been my mother was a book lover. You know, she'd bring home 5 or 6 books every night. We'd go to the library when we were little. And then they were real environmentalists. And at the time, you know, the average book had nowhere to go once somebody read it. And it was just a shame to have all those books being thrown away. And so that was, I think, salvaging the books, providing them for everyone else, and that's what steered them toward selling books.
So you really started recycling before recycling was really big back in the day. What have been the challenges? There's a lot that's been going on in your industry. You've had major bookstores close. You have a lot of local bookstores opening. You have e-books, which is possibly drawing some people away from books. What kind of challenges have you had over the last few years in keeping your profit profitable?
I think the last few years, I mean, we coasted along for about 38 years without any kind of hiccups or glitches or anything. And so one of my coworkers said, well, we had a lot of room to improve. And so with the downturn of the economy, with the competition from online sales and e-readers and all that kind of stuff, we just have gone back and looked at our stores. We've cleaned them up a little bit. We've added kind of a higher-end sideline. One of the things we've just recently started doing is selling frontline bestsellers in all of our stores so we can provide a full book experience for everybody.
Now, those, if I recall, looking at some of your information, is about 20% off retail for those right. best-selling books. So you really have something for everybody there.
Yes, we have books. We have antiquarian things. We have old life magazines. We have, you know, collectible first editions, things from, you know, the 1600s, 1700s. And then we have yesterday's bestseller, or today's bestseller. Yeah.
Now, as we were talking before the show started, I live in Richardson, so I go to your Richardson store, which is a little bit smaller, but I like it. I like it smaller. And I go in there not knowing what I want to buy as a present for somebody, and I have no problem buying something. Matter of fact, I'm overwhelmed sometimes with all the presents I could buy because of the variety that you have in your stores. It's amazing. I did go in the store one time to the Richardson store looking for an obscure book, and what I was really amazed was the employees being able to find that book for me. I had no idea if it would be there or not, but they found it.
Well, back in the day, right now we've gotten most of our inventory computerized so that when you walk in a store, they'll be able to say, well, we have it or we should have it, you know, if it hasn't been moved. And if they don't have it at a specific store, they can often look it up and find out where we do have it. And even if it's in Ohio or something, they can send it to your house. So in the old days, we used to make everyone come in and browse. That was one of Ken Jimmery's things, you know. We can't phone shop. And the trick was when you came in, you always found something that you wanted, whether it was a specific book you needed or not.
Now, you said it's been computerized. Can you find almost any book online and purchase it that way?
You won't know store specific, but we do have halfpricebooks.com or hpb.com. And if we don't have the specific book, it directs you to other ones. And Amazon is one of our big search engines, and Monsoon and Alibris and all this. So go to halfpricebooks.com. If we don't have it, it directs you to somebody else, and we get a cut.
Well, the website is, I guess you can type in halfpricebooks or hpb.com, yeah. And they can get there. Well, you have grown tremendously in over 40 years. I understand you have, about 117 stores or so in 16 states, and you're still growing.
Well, actually, we have 120, but four of them are alternative stores. We're in 16 states, I believe.
How does the alternative store differ from your regular half-price bookstores?
Well, we've since we buy all day, every day from the public, we found that we were drowning in books. And in the past, we would sell them off to bulk buyers, but then by doing that, we're selling to our competitors, and then they're driving, you know, they're competing against us. And so we thought, well, we ought to be able to sell them ourselves. So we tried an alternative store in Bloomington, Indiana, and about a year ago, and everything was less than $10. And then we just opened up three more, one in Bowling Green, one in Rockford, Illinois, and one in Olympia, Washington, and all of those are under $5. And so they're non-buying stores.
One more thing I want to talk. We're going to come back, take a break in just a few moments. The fact that you also donate a lot of books, too.
Right.
And you've hit a milestone, more than 1 million books being donated.
Actually, we just hit the 1.5 million for the year.
That's a lot of books being donated. And you're donating those to primarily schools?
Everywhere.
And children?
We give them to everybody. We just donated 31,000 to the Dallas Independent School District. I believe it was 8 different schools. We had my daughter's school go and fill up 1,000 tote bags for Feed the Children. and break them up by age specific and feed the children. It's going to go out and give them to kids before the holidays.
Well, as you said before, you're actually taking in more inventory than you actually can sell, so you have an overabundance. I want to talk more about that with Sharon. We are speaking with Sharon Anderson Wright. She is the president and CEO of Half Price Books. You can go to halfpricebooks.com or hpb.com to take a look at what they have. Also, some interesting events that they have, too. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to be back with more with Sharon Anderson Wright, Half Price Books, right after this.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision making, problem solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
All aboard for the Trains at North Park, presented by Bank of Texas, the most elaborate miniature toy train exhibit this holiday season. See cityscapes with hot air balloons in Albuquerque, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, and New York City's Union Station. Open daily, the exhibit rolls from November 23rd through January 5th at North Park Center on Level 2. Tickets are just $6 for adults and $3 for children. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free 2-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision making or problem solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free 2-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2. That's where you'll find us. News and information, KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Sharon Anderson Wright. Sharon's the president and CEO of Half Price Books, and that's hpb.com. And if you go there, you'll be reminded that the 12 days of Christmas, and you do have gift cards. But why should anybody listening go to Half Price Books to buy presents for Christmas?
Why wouldn't they?
That's a good response. Very good response.
Because you can get a great value. The books are half price unless they're bestsellers, and they're 20% off. We're offering gift cards, and you get a $5 free gift card when you purchase a gift card from us. We've started carrying a lot of sidelines, so you can do a book plus thing. You know, you can find them a beautiful book on birds and get them a little bird feeder or something. Or we've got different things to add to the gifts. We've got a whole aisle of Doctor Who stuff. You know, we've started carrying we have something for everybody. We kind of have stores within stores.
It almost sounds like you're becoming more like a regular bookstore with having those different sections.
Well, we've always had sections, and from the beginning, we've tried to keep it neat and orderly, but we're adding, one thing that's become very popular is vinyl records again, and we're carrying, the heavy-duty brand-new vinyl that's, new presses and stuff. So it's kind of collector stuff. We're trying to cover all the areas where independents may have gone out, where the record store's gone out, or the comic store, or the antiquarian store, or the new bestseller store. And so we're picking up where, since we're so big, we're able to survive where the little guys were unable to.
Well, let's talk. You mentioned little guys. You also mentioned Amazon earlier. You have
the
some there's Amazon, and you have Barnes Noble, which is pretty much the largest big box store that's left. Mm-hmm. How is there competition, and how does it affect you?
Well, there's always competition for the selling of books, but then if other people didn't sell new books, now we sell our own new books, but we have to get our new books from somewhere. And Barnes & Noble is in a lot of locations that we are not. I do think that we have a better selection than Barnes & Noble because we do have all the new stuff, but then we also have, if there's a hot author, we have their old books too, where they may just have the newest bestseller. If you decide you like, Barbara Kingsolver, you can go back to Bean Trees or something, one of the beginning books. And so I think we just have a broader selection, and it's just more fun and interesting to come there.
Well, let's talk about ebooks for a moment. I have a book, and for the first time a couple of weeks ago, someone asked me if that book was an ebook, which it isn't yet. I think there's a purpose for it, but I still like having a library where I have a book on the shelf. I can grab it. I can hold it. Now, granted, when I fly a lot, having big, thick books are kind of hard to take with me, and I can see an e-reader would be better. But how has that affected your business, or has it affected your business?
I think they'd done a study, and probably 35% of our customers have e-readers, but they like both. And, I use my iPad and iPhone and all that all the time. There's a purpose for them and a place for them. But I think people still enjoy holding books. They can share them. They can give them as gifts where you can't really, give a download as a gift for somebody.
About the best way to give a gift is to actually give them that nook or that
Right. And then what happens Kindle. If your computer crashes? You lose your books and you could just go straight to your shelf and pick up another one.
Well, that's the other problem I had. I want to be able to grab it quickly and not have to worry about turning it on to read that book and have those pages I can hold. I've read a few books on my cell phone, which is
tiny.
Real difficult and very tiny. But I just like grabbing it, having that tactile feel for it.
I think it was Stephen King that said he liked a book you could drop in the toilet and dry it off and it'd still work.
It's interesting. I had a fire at one of my homes, and the books weren't burnt. They were water damaged. And I still have had a hard time giving those away or throwing them out because they're still books. They're valuable. As an entrepreneur, as a CEO, you've had the business, or the business has been with the family for 40 years or so. You've been
42?
Running for a while.
42.
I don't want to leave out that last two. As a successful business owner, we have a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs listening. What would you suggest they would have to do to be successful? What does it take to have the success to make your business work, especially in a retail situation?
Well, I think listen to all the smart people around you and not be afraid to try new things. I mean, one of the key to our success is we just try it. Why not? We remain self-sufficient. We don't become dependent on other people's money, and then therefore they can't control us in any way. So we're very independent. I listen to the people around me that know a whole lot more than I do, and I think just treat everybody with respect and appreciate what they do.
Well, in the years you've been with the store with the company, that's been your entire life for all intents and purposes. Has there been one thing, one idea that changed you, changed Half Price Books, that got you moving in a different direction? Any one thing that caused a change?
Well, I think one of the biggest laurels I can rest on is when we were at our old location on Northwest Highway, the rent was escalating, the building was deteriorating, and we were going to have to move. And we looked all over, the other people were looking all over, and I kept saying, like a petulant child, that I wanted the Sterling's building. I want that building. And eventually we got it, and that's enabled us to stay right there in the heart of Dallas. We own it. you know, and we've been able to grow around it. When we bought it, we owned the parking lot across the street that went with the building. So then we purchased the property in front of that. And then we also bought our distribution center. So we're buying the key places just so we're stable.
Well, that brings up a question. How do you determine who gets what? You have 100-plus stores in 16 states. How does inventory get to the stores? Correct inventory to the correct stores.
All right. Well, all of our stores buy all day, every day. So probably 70% of our inventory is used. And then we have, it's getting to be about 5 or 6 buyers now. We travel all over the world. We go to all the major book shows and buy things and then have a distribution chart based on size. So the little stores get 3 and the big store gets 10 or something. And then we're also doing a lot of self-publishing of the blank books and things that we know are stable sellers and stuff.
There's got to be a lot of logistics or an algorithm to make sure all those books get in the right spot. Well, we're here in Dallas. How many stores do we have here?
Dallas-Fort Worth, we have 19.
So there's always a place for someone to go to buy a book from Half Price Books.
Definitely.
What does the future hold? Where are you going from here? You have,
117 regular stores. We're getting ready to open a new one in January or February in Schaumburg, Illinois. And then we're opening up a whole new market in Chesterfield, Missouri. It's near St. Louis.
Outside St. Louis, right.
And so we're going to just keep going. We've always gone slow and steady, do what we can afford.
How do you determine which market to go into if you haven't been there yet? For instance, St. Louis.
We have smart people that work for us.
It helps. It helps to have people sometimes that are brighter than we are to help us make those decisions.
Right. And also a lot of the people, we have regional managers and district managers that cover different parts of the country, and they recommend somewhere where they think we ought to go.
I would think any major metropolitan area would be a good spot for you, but you're not up in the Northeast, are you, or on the West Coast?
Well, we have to be able to afford it because, our average sale is, I think, $6. And so, you have to be able to afford the real estate, and you also have to have parking. We have had some great opportunities with other businesses going out of some of the better real estate, and then we were able to move into a lot of Borders shopping centers that had exclusives. So, Northeast is basically too expensive and most, hard to find parking spots.
So you're where you need to be. But I would think once people find out about you, you immediately have customers coming in no matter where you are. Is that correct?
Correct.
Sharon Anderson Wright is the president and CEO of Half Price Books, a wonderful spot to go for Christmas. If you're just wondering what to buy, just walk into a Half Price bookstore and you'll walk out with plenty of ideas and lots of merchandise. Also go to their website, which is hpb.com or halfpricebooks.com. Sharon, thank you very much for being with us on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Well, it was a pleasure having you here too. Don't go away. When we come back, we are going to speak with a former NBA champion that's in the construction business. His name is Michael Williams, and we're going to speak with him when we come back from the break. Talk to them.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
It's become a KLIF tradition, and it's back. Hi, this is Amy Shadron.
And I'm Dave Williams. Your donation to Cliff Kids will make the season bright for the children at 2 economically disadvantaged schools in Dallas and Fort Worth.
We call it Cliff Kids, and it's underway once again. Wheels host Ed Wallace has kicked off the annual drive.
So many of you have already taken part with donations large and small, and it is greatly appreciated.
So please join us, and thanks for doing your part to help Cliff's kids.
Airports are slowly starting to return to normal in the Northeast after a snowstorm caused hundreds of flight cancellations. ABC's Rob Nelson reports the storm has proven deadly.
Residents in almost two dozen states are digging out of a snow that has blanketed almost 1,000 miles of the U.S. From Missouri to Maine and every major city in between, snow accumulations anywhere from an inch to over a foot, creating hazardous traveling conditions. 10 people killed on the roads in Missouri since Friday.
A rare tornado hit Palm Coast, Florida, damaging several homes last night. Palm Coast spokesperson Cindy Lane.
We have about 3 to 5 homes with extensive damage that are uninhabitable, at least 15 homes with moderate damage, and 40 to 50 homes with light damage.
Ireland's president says the world has lost one of the giants of film and theater. Actor Peter O'Toole has died.
The best of them won't come from money.
O'Toole starred in the 1962 classic Lawrence of Arabia. Peter O'Toole was 81. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, here with Fiona Doran, a service advisor to Ford dealership. I've got about 60 seconds today to convince you that Ford is actually in the tire business. I'll be asking the questions. Fiona, she'll be answering them. How are you, Fiona?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are you ready?
I am.
If I need new tires for my Ford, where should I go?
Your Ford dealership.
And who carries 11 major brands?
Your Ford dealership.
And who's having a big tire event?
Your Ford dealership.
You're basically going to say your Ford dealership no matter what I say, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Nice shoes. Where'd you get those?
Your Ford dealership.
Come see the vehicle experts and get a $70 mail-in rebate when you buy four select tires. Plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service credit card. That's up to $140.
What's the capital of Wisconsin?
Your Ford dealership.
That's technically not true.
Subject to credit approval. Rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/13.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
The 24/7 Newsroom, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2. News and information, KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're speaking with a man that was involved with the NBA for a number of years. His name is Michael Williams. Michael knows firsthand what it takes to be a part of a winning team. He played for the NBA World Champion Detroit Pistons in 1989, and he holds the record for the most consecutive free throws. Michael is president and CEO for 3i Construction here in Dallas, which is an all-encompassing general contracting company. 3i Construction opened its doors in 2001 with 3 full-time and 10 part-time employees. Today, he has over 75. Michael applies the principles of teamwork and reliability that he honed as a professional athlete to the management of his company. He's dedicated to fostering each individual's potential, enabling him or her to achieve the company's corporate mission via a team-oriented approach. At 3i Construction, no one works for Michael. They all work for the customer. Michael, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I've listened to your show and
Looking forward to the interview today.
Good. So
the conversation, that's better.
That's right. It'll be a conversation between the two of us. And I like that last part that I mentioned as I was introducing you, that no one works for you. They work for the customer. That's I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. But going back a little bit to your NBA career, you started in 1989. What was it like actually being on an NBA championship team in your very first year?
It was exciting. Growing up here in Texas, right here from Oak Cliff, and getting a scholarship to Baylor University. First of all, it was the first time I've seen 4 or 5 days of consecutive snow in Detroit. But being around guys like Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, Bill Laimbeer, you really learn what it takes to be successful. People have always asked me over the past 4, 5, 6 years, what's the difference of owning a company and playing in the NBA? When you're playing in the NBA, these are the best of the best. These, you know, everybody was high school All-Americans and college All-Americans. And you can always tell the ones that were going to make it. I think when you get out in I call it the real world, it's a fine line between success in your individual people and on your team, or on your staff. So one of the things that I learned playing on the Pistons team, everybody from the top person like Isaiah Thomas, who's a Hall of Famer, Joe Dumars, to people like me and Finis Dembo, who made our state team here in Texas, we all wanted to be great. So the days that we didn't have practice, guys that weren't getting a lot of minutes, we were still in the gym.
And that was it's all about the team.
That's right.
It's all about the team. Occasionally, we were talking before we started about Michael Jordan, who was a superstar, and there's a few others. But it's the team that has to come together. One player can't make it happen, or if they do, they can't make it happen very long. And it seems like you brought that to your business. You've developed a team there because, again, they're not working for you. They're working for the customer.
Yeah. When I first opened my doors in October 2001, when you start interviewing people and telling them, you tell them about your vision and your story, where you want to take the company, people would always say, yeah, I look forward to working for you. And I would look across the table and say, you're not working for me. We all have our roles and responsibilities, but the people that we're working for are our clients. And we've held true to that. It's 12 years now, and we still hold true to that word of working for the for our customers.
Well, I was wondering how you got the name 3i until I went to your website and I saw flashing across the screen. And by the way, if you'd like to check Michael's website, it's 3i, the letter I, construction.com, 3iconstruction.com. And as I was flipping through, I saw three words that started with I. So my question is that those three words, which I'll let you bring up, is that how you got the name of the company?
Yes. Well, I looked at... A lot of people don't know this. When I played in the NBA, I went from Detroit to Indiana, where I actually made the all-defensive team, and we made it to the second round a couple of times and played against the Larry Bird Boston Celtics and just realized how good that team was. And I worked for a company called Logo 7, and I used to tell a lot of the athletes, while you're playing, steal the knowledge. So you're not this person, you're a starting point guard, or you're a starting two guard, or you're the starting center. So during the offseason, I would work at different companies. And I remember a guy by the name of Tom Shine, who was the CEO of Logo 7, which rivaled Fruit of the Loom and Starter. I asked him, could I come and work with you? He said, yeah, it'd be great. You know, I offer you $28,000 a year. You know, you had the starting point guard working for you. That's bragging rights for him and his friends.
Absolutely.
And I said, no, I want to work with you every day. I want to know what a CEO or president does, and I work for free. So I took that same approach to Minnesota, and I worked at a construction company called New Mechanical, and I did that 2 or 3 years. So one of the things I wanted to do was steal the knowledge. And I think not only playing in the NBA, but having the exposure of being around other CEOs really helped me with 3i Construction. The I's stand for integrity, innovation, and information. I think when you get into the commercial world of construction, very few people from a consumer standpoint really know what a 12 by 12 room really costs. So one of the things I wanted to do is be more transparent with our customers, and it's really worked for us today. The innovation, if you look at BIM, Building Information Modeling, I thought about this years ago, and that's coming to the forefront. So you can really dissect what those buildings are going to look like and what it's going to cost before someone decides to hire you as a construction firm.
Well, you took the right road by spending time with these CEOs and learning that, which reminds me of former athletes such as Roger Staubach and a lot of athletes that realize that your professional sports career is not going to last you to the end of your life. Something else has to happen. Matter of fact, being an athlete is actually a small part of your life when you really look at the time. So you worked part-time, again, working with some of these companies. You also started out on the drywall business. Is that correct?
Yes, 3i. And you might come back to this question later, but I believe that you got to start with the end in mind. It was a couple of things that I didn't know about the construction industry. One, how the numbers really worked and the risk associated with it. I knew that I wanted to build. I was excited about seeing something come out of the ground. But one of the things I wanted to do was get in at a grassroots level and start out by doing drywall. And coming back home, growing up here, people were saying, Mike, you know, why don't you be a joint venture partner to Turner or Balfour Beatty, who just bought a Syntex. I said, no, what I want to do is come in, learn the industry from doing drywall. And we got to where we were doing about $3 million a year. We moved from there to doing small interior finish out, then started doing JVs with really large companies. And now we just completed our first 80,000 square foot building, which is about $20 million on our own. So
that's fantastic.
Pretty exciting.
Well, in one of the interviews, I believe I saw it in the Dallas Business Journal, you talked about fundamentals, but I believe you're talking about basketball and free throw shooting. Mm-hmm. How does fundamentals now relate to the construction business?
You mentioned earlier we had 3 full-time employees and 6 to 7 part-time. After we were in existence and doing about $5 million a year in our fourth year, I stood up in one of our monthly meetings, and with only 6 of us in the room, and I put my left hand behind my back, and I gave an illustration if I was dribbling a ball and I put my hand in a free throw position, and everybody in the room looked at me kind of weird. And I said, guys, this is where we are today. Where we're going tomorrow is through the fundamentals. So I think my president at the time said, what do you mean by the fundamentals? I said, if you look at my history in college, I shot 69% from the line, from the free throw line. And while I was playing for the Pistons, they hired a free throw shooting coach for me. I had to shoot 5 feet from the basket, but I had to shoot it with my left hand behind my back. And I asked him why. He said, well, your fundamentals of shooting are wrong. So I was a 2-time All-American at Baylor, got drafted by the Pistons, playing for a world championship team, but I didn't have the fundamentals.
And here you have to now relearn those fundamentals.
That's right, but that's the same thing we had to do as a construction firm, because if you look at the construction industry, there are very few small companies, let alone minority-owned companies, that really understand the fundamentals of bidding a job, closing a job out, making sure the customer is put first. So we started those fundamentals 7-8 years ago, and it's really holding true to us today.
We're going to talk more about fundamentals with Michael Williams when we come back for a break. We're speaking with Michael. Michael Williams is the president and CEO for 3i Construction, also a former champion NBA player who holds the record for free throws. We'll talk more about that when we come back. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Don't go away. More with Michael right after this.
Executives, a free 2-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free 2-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of 8 key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
All aboard for the Trains at North Park, presented by Bank of Texas, the most elaborate miniature toy train exhibit this holiday season. See cityscapes with hot air balloons in Albuquerque, the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, and New York City's Union Station. Open daily, the exhibit rolls from November 23rd through January 5th at North Park Center on Level 2. Tickets are just $6 for adults and $3 for children. Proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
Hey, it's me, Mike Rowe, here with Fiona Doran, a service advisor to Ford dealership. I've got about 60 seconds today to convince you that Ford is actually in the tire business. I'll be asking the questions. Fiona, she'll be answering them. How are you, Fiona?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are you ready?
I am.
If I need new tires for my Ford, where should I go?
Your Ford dealership.
And who carries 11 major brands?
Your Ford dealership.
And who's having a big tire event?
Your Ford dealership.
You're basically going to say your Ford dealership no matter what I say, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Nice shoes. Where'd you get those?
Your Ford dealership.
Come see the vehicle experts and get a $70 mail-in rebate when you buy four select tires. Plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service credit card. That's up to $140.
What's the capital of Wisconsin?
Your Ford dealership.
That's technically not true.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/13.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your quantum leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
KLIF News and Information, still at 570 AM.
And also at 96.3 FM HD2.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're speaking with Michael Williams. Michael is the president and CEO of 3i Construction, which is 3iconstruction.com. Michael's had an interesting background. He spent a number of years in the NBA with first Detroit, Phoenix Suns, Charlotte Hornets, Indiana Pacers, Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Toronto Raptors for a very, very, very short time, I understand, with just a couple of games.
That's right.
What was it like moving around from city to city or getting the call and saying, well, goodbye?
It's tough.
I bet it was.
Well, when I was playing for the Pistons, I really wanted to move around because we had three Hall of Famers, Vinnie Johnson, Joe Dumars, and Isaiah Thomas. So I was the fourth guard in a three-man rotation. So I played every probably fifth game. And coming out of Baylor, with my background being marketing finance, I had job opportunities. So I wanted to see if I could play. And if I couldn't play, it was time for me to do something else. And I wasn't afraid of that. And I think that's what happens with a lot of athletes that went through high school and then college, and then they had a long NBA career. They never got exposed to anything else. I come from a family where my dad and mom always believed in education first and athletics second. So I wasn't afraid of that. Now, moving from Phoenix to Dallas, and Dallas wasn't in that, that was a real humbling experience because I grew up here. And it was the first time that I got released as an athlete, and it was the Dallas Mavericks. And I really grew up real fast. And I said, you know, I got to make something out of it. And then once I really get established as a player, I'm going to start learning. I call it steal the knowledge.
That's right. Well, was it 92, 93 that you set the record for free throws?
Yes.
And you beat Calvin Murphy's record. As you were doing that, did you realize there was a record there to beat? And when did that begin to hit you that you were in line to set a record?
When I got to 50 in a row. I had made 36 or 37 in a row, and we had one game. I was really just trying to surpass my own current record with the Timberwolves, and I made 34 in a row, and we played Sacramento, which was my old buddy Spud Webb, who grew up right here, went to Wilma Hutchins. I made 16 in a row that game, and I always remind him of that game mm-hmm. now when we're playing golf. And I looked up, I had 50, and the old record, I think, was 78. And Mark Price, who's a great guard, played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think he missed number 78. He made 77 in a row and missed number 78. I said, you know, I'm going to take it real seriously. I'm going to start practicing different. And I actually started shooting free throws with my eyes closed.
And that's amazing.
Once I started making six or seven of those in a row, and I started playing different type of games, it wasn't if the ball was going in the basket, it was how it was going in the basket. And it's the same approach that we take with 3i Construction. It's not about delivering a job. It's how we deliver a job. Right now, what we do, we ask for client reference letters after every one of our jobs. And the jobs that we can't get a client reference letter, then we'll go back and do a lessons learned with the client.
Again, going back to the fundamentals, you mentioned earlier that when you were with Detroit, you had a shooting coach.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of people, athletes or otherwise, want to be told what you're doing is wrong. I mean, you work real hard to get to the pros, the big game, and all of a sudden now you're being told you need to relearn what you learned.
That's true. I think that's the same in business. I've worked with and partnered with a lot of small companies, and you meet really intelligent leaders and CEOs of these firms, and a lot of times I see that they are the smartest people in the room with their organization. And I'll tell you right now, with 3i Construction, I'm by far probably the seventh or eighth smartest person in the room. We have really good people, really smart people in key positions. And that's what's really kept our organization moving forward.
Let's talk about what you do with 3i Construction. What are the key areas that you work in as a construction firm?
Well, K through 12, elementary school through high school. Our largest project is on a higher education campus, which is SAGU, the Assembly of God University in Waxahachie. We're working right now in Houston Community College District. We worked here in Dallas Community College District, North Texas campus. We also have built several banks for Bank of America, and before Washington Mutual got taken over, we built a lot of those. We're approved for Walmart, Whataburger, McDonald's. So we're all over the place. We're pretty excited about it.
And some of those pictures are on the website, which is 3iConstruction.com. You didn't mention AT&T Stadium, which you apparently did some work for, and also DFW Airport.
Yes. We're on the MBJ3 team, where we are renovating terminals E and B. It's over $1 billion contract. And this business is all about relationships. Manhattan Construction was headed by John Dixon years ago when the Cowboys Stadium was coming out. And everybody had some political candidate or religious leader called Manhattan. I spoke with John Dixon. I said, John, you and I have been knowing each other for a couple of years. I'd like for you to interview individuals on my staff without me in the room. And if we could bring you value, I'd love to work with you. If we can't, we're still going to be friends. And he looked at me and started laughing. He said, you mean to tell me you're not going to have Senator Royce West call me? You're not going to have John Wiley Price? I said, no. I said, it's about relationships and value added. And he interviewed key members of my staff, and that's how we became a partner on AT&T Stadium now.
It's amazing how you're doing the right things and it's coming back to you. Well, where are you going from here? Where is 3i Construction?
I'm glad you asked. We just opened our second office in Houston. And over the next 24 months, we will be in San Antonio.
Congratulations.
We formed a partnership with Balfour Beatty's. It's a very good, transparent relationship. We just got awarded $90 million worth of work in Houston. And that's really, really important for us, because when you move into a different market as a construction firm, if you don't have jobs you can bill your people to, that's bottom line dollars that you're taking out of your organization. One of the things that's been our key component for us being successful is we have no debt. We have great working relationships with our surety. We're probably one of the few small firms, African-American-owned companies in the state, that could bond over $35 million. And we're working with Wells Fargo for the last 12 years. So it's been a great relationship with our partners.
Well, we've been talking about some of the successes you have, but as in sports, sometimes obstacles pop up. What kind of obstacles and how have you dealt with those obstacles with your construction firm?
There are so many people when you retire from the NBA that would love to have you in their presence. They'd love to have dinner, play golf with you.
Rub elbows
with your friends. But when you start sitting across the table from them and start really promoting what you're doing and what your vision for what you want to do, they start looking at you a little differently. So Ben, and this is still Texas, I use the analogy, if you want to have a placement kicker in football and you had five people that didn't look like me, if you know what I mean, and then you had one person that looked like me, an African-American come in and say, well, listen, I want to be your placement kicker. Mm-hmm. you know, people start looking at you a little differently. It's the same goes for construction, especially the commercial industry, because there's not a lot of African-American-owned companies that are taking on the whole job as a general contractor. So it took me some years to get people to believe, to get the employees that were coming into our organization that were interviewing with our firm to say, I'm in it for the long haul. And for us to go from no bonding 12 years ago and to be bonded with Zurich, which is the second largest surety in the country, up to $35 million, I think we passed those hurdles. Our next hurdle is where do we want to go? It's going to be the talent that we bring on the team. And it's not a number out there, but it is a goal.
You keep using the word team, which really is what, I mean, having that background in the NBA, you understand what teamwork is, and apparently you have that through iConstruction.
That's right. David Clowers, our new executive vice president, is someone that has been in position of where we're going. He's been the head of over, you know, two or three companies that were doing more than $100 million a year. Tom Fagg, who's been with me for, I think, 11 years, started out because I really was looking for somebody that was a great builder. And his name is, last name is Fagg, but he's a big old boy.
Yeah.
So I always give a joke with him. I said, well, listen, his first name is really Laverne, but nobody messed with him. He's 6'4", about 230 pounds.
And that we need to end on because running out of time. Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Michael Williams, CEO and president of 3i Construction, 3iconstruction.com. My name is Steve Klein. Check us out at playmakerstalkshow.com. We'll see you again next week.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash.
When I grow
up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I
grow
up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be...
I want to be...
I want to be...
I want to be...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM, HD2. KLIF, Dallas. KSES, FM, HD2, Fort Worth. KLIF.com.